Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, every Monday at this time, we talk Clemson football with Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com. If you are a Clemson fan and have a question for Grayson, let him know, let us know, and we might get to it on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line at 844-326-3663. GraysonManTigerNet.com. Rumor has it, Grayson, that your New England Patriots are playing so well, you have sold your soul to college football, and tonight you're on the road to Atlanta for Monday Night Football. You're not going to cover college anymore. You're just an NFL guy now. Is that right?
I think I looked my way into my brother having to do a full teacher takeover, so I am taking his season ticket for tonight.
Gotcha.
And I'm going to be a pseudo Falcons fan for rent tonight. And with if Buffalo loses tonight, New England gets first place in the division, so the rooting interest is only higher. So I can't wait, man.
I like it. Grayson, it's a couple of games in a row now that Clemson has looked themselves, right, back to form. Curious to know, how long do you think Cade would have stayed in the game past where he exited after that ankle injury, and what can you give us as far as the latest on that?
Yeah, so Sweeney talked to us last night about it, and he says that he thinks Cade Klubnik is going to be okay, and that they're going to probably limit him a ton in practice. And as far as I'm aware, we were watching him like a hawk during the scenario where he goes into the tent, doesn't look as good. There's a little bit of panic. You have the Twitter DMs flying. And so we're watching the tent. He's in there for a long time. And I feel like usually you kind of have an idea of, all right, we need to get you to the locker room, or we need to sort of figure out what the next step is. He was in there for quite some time. And so the concerns started to build, obviously, with this group. And so Klubnik comes out, he gives his parents the thumbs up that he's going to be okay. And ultimately, I talked to him post-game to sort of get an idea of how he's feeling, how he's doing. And he said that he was fine. He didn't really have a comment as to his total status, but overall he said he was going to be okay. Sweeney, it sounds like he's going to be okay. So not as much concern, but ultimately something we have to monitor, especially the way that they've run the offense with Christopher Vezina.
What was your biggest takeaway from Clemson's win up north on Sunday, Grayson, as you now travel south? What was your biggest takeaway from you being there in person?
Yeah, so I watched the game back in the Boston Airport, trying to just sort of assess where things are at. And the thing that I got away from this, and you and I talked about, you, me and Diesel had talked about the North Carolina game and how much of a mess Bill Belichick's led squad is. And that my theory was, okay, I think Clemson's going to win this game, but I don't think it's going to be this easy smackdown where players aren't even tackling or trying. This is going to be a comfortable win for Clemson in the sense of situationally, offensively, I thought they're going to get the points when they needed to. And again, they were in control. Klubnik and Garrett Riley. I felt like it was Riley's best called game. Klubnik, I had asked him what was sort of the secret to success with these receivers, and he said that they were kind of noticing a man tendency running single high safety. So Riley called a lot of brilliant designs over the middle of the field, forcing these Boston College DBs to choose, okay, you had to go this way or that way, you got to communicate well. And it felt like it really benefited Bryant Wesco, Antonio Williams, who had 12 combined catches. I was really impressed with the product. I know fans are going to push back and say, well, it's Boston College, and that it's this idea that they're playing in fear of competition. But I don't think Clemson's earned that benefit of the doubt if they just get to go in and mollywop a team this year. I think that they've sort of proven now that they have an opportunity against SMU to play better competition and see how it goes.
Well, Grayson, you know, in this is something you've told us multiple times throughout the season, that Christopher Vezina is just not ready. And yeah, what we saw on Saturday night in Boston is just more proof of that. Christopher Vezina is not ready. So I think it's fairly okay to say that if Vezina has to go and be QB1, Clemson's probably going to struggle in this game coming up on Saturday against SMU, a pretty good team. I mean, they're going to have to score, in my mind, they're going to have to score 30 points to have a chance to win this football game. What is, what kind of regimen are they doing to try to get Cade back? You said a lot of rest. I mean, is it just stay off of it for 4 days and hope for the best? Is that really where we are?
Well, it's an ankle sprain, so it's tricky. You don't want to overdo it in practice. And I think at this point in the season, you're at an understanding of where the offense is at. And for Klubnik, he's been around the block a few times with this Garrett Riley offense. So I don't think they're going to push it too hard in practice. The thing that the doctor, Baby Orton, here is that he just needs to rest it and not overdo it. Obviously, mentally, you still want to take those reps, but I can imagine it's going to be a lot of mental stuff for him and trying to just sort of, when they're running that scout team look, when they're running those stuff at a Wednesday and through Tuesday practices, it's all right, Klubnik, what are you seeing here? We're going to run this at half speed. We just want you to see what SMU is going to try to diagnose on Saturday. We're not going to really run you around too much. He's a tough kid. We've seen that on multiple occasions where he's gotten whacked before. But I do think with an ankle sprain, it's tricky, and Clemson's going to have to be really careful here. And I think also it changes how they operate the offense on Saturday, because we saw a lot of motion. We saw a lot of movement with Klubnik's legs, and I really felt like that's opened up this Clemson offense in the last few weeks, is Klubnik scrambling and a lot of more designed runs. I don't think they can do that as much on Saturday, if at all, because of the nature of this injury.
Grayson, you mentioned a few minutes ago about Garrett Riley and his play calling on Saturday night. Do you believe that Garrett Riley and the offensive staff can take a lot away, can learn a lot from a night like this? You talked about Boston College going into the game 1-4 on the season. Clemson had their way, now 3-3 on the season. What do you feel like the offense can learn about where they are, improvements, versus kind of what you said from the fan perspective of, well, do you really think the offense got better just because of who they played? What do you think they can learn through that?
Well, I asked Klubnik exactly that. What can this offense learn? And he said, I think we've learned the power of fast starts. And that's something that this offense, up to that point in North Carolina, hasn't necessarily done, is having a nice scripted set, knowing and understanding what we want to do with the ball. There's been a balance between running Adam Randall early, trying to establish that, while getting Klubnik out in space and finding open receivers for these plays. One of the best throws of the night from Klubnik wasn't the one that – it was great, the touchdown throw to Wesco, but it was that back shoulder fade early on in the game where it felt like they were on the same page. They understood what Boston College was trying to do. And I don't know if that's something that they diagnosed beforehand and say, this is a design back shoulder, or Wesco and Klubnik are communicating and saying, I've seen this, let's go here. And that's just sort of the chemistry that these two have developed throughout this season. They've been remarkable. And Wesco has been one of the best receivers in the country and may not get the credit he deserves because of Clemson's record. But man, he was on fire and he continues to do so and perform at a high level this year.
At Gray_man21 is where you can find and follow him on Twitter. Kane on the stream says, Grayson, could you ask Dabo tomorrow if he's satisfied with the quarterback development now and since Trevor Lawrence has left? So we got a request here for a question for you to ask of Dabo. My question for you now, and again, I only bring this up because a listener brought it up on the text line earlier. Now with the head coaching job at Penn State open, can you tell us what you know about Tom Allen's possible desire to ever be a head coach again?
I think that one of the main factors of Tom Allen making this move was to be closer with his family. He's got family in North Carolina. I believe his children live in that state. I don't know exactly where. And so that was a big reason as why he wanted to come to Clemson. And so I don't anticipate all of a sudden there's going to be a, oh, Tom Allen back up to Penn State. I think that the move is going to be a little bit more national. And honestly, to me, the candidate guys that I think folks need to start talking about is Alex Golish at USF, being a guy that's done a lot with very little and seeing what he's been able to do over there at South Florida. I can't imagine what a coach of his caliber could do with the resources up there in Happy Valley. That's going to be a little bit more of a national search. I don't think Tom Allen, if fans are worried about him potentially flipping back to Penn State, I don't envision that being the case.
Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. When you start looking to SMU, you talked about what Cade's health will mean. Look, Cade Klubnik had a big Saturday on Saturday night in Boston. If he's healthy, there's signs to believe that he and the receivers could have a big day this Saturday as well. SMU, they're ranked 133rd nationally in passing yards allowed at 316 yards per game. Do you feel like even if Cade Klubnik limps literally into the start on Saturday against SMU, that the SMU's deficiencies on defense will still allow Cade to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
To have a good enough day for the Tigers to get the win.
I think if you're a betting man, you're going to have to take the over and run with it because this is going to be a track meet on Saturday. SMU's offense, of course, much like last year, high-flying. Kevin Jennings and SMU, they've seemingly picked up where they left off on that side of the ball, but defensively, that's where those struggles have gone. TCU and Baylor, their two losses, they've given up, I believe, an average of 37 points a game. It's been pretty ridiculous, the rate of how many points SMU has to score to just stay in these games. So for Clemson, it's going to be a lot of, okay, is Klubnik going to be healthy? But I do think that you look at this SMU defense, and if you have to go to Christopher Vezina, at least you're playing a defense that you're not playing the 85 Bears here. It's going to be a group that's given up a lot of chunk plays. They can't get off the field on third down. That's pretty quarterback friendly. And so whoever lines up under center on Saturday for Clemson, I do think they're going to be able to put points on the board in an effective way.
If Cade has to stand in the pocket and essentially just be a statue back there, number one, how do you feel about the offensive line's ability to give him enough time to be successful there? And, you know, if he can't run with his legs, do you think there's enough to be able to find success on the field?
I really felt like the offensive line against Boston College. Now, granted, there's always going to be that caveat of the competition. But I do believe, and you saw it with Braden Jacobs, and Sweeney had said on Saturday night that Jacobs grew up in Chestnut Hill in a big way. I really felt like the offensive line protection-wise, especially on the tackles, and I watched this again on Sunday to confirm, but man, I really felt like that group played really well. Some of the runs that they're being able to develop and some of those gaps that are wide open, it's more about the vision of Adam Randall, which is a different conversation, but I've been really pleased with this offensive line the last 2 weeks. It's going to be a little bit of a bigger step, and maybe you'd like to have Tristan Lee in there, a little bit more experienced. But Braden Jacobs really gave you a reason to feel confident that if Lee's not ready to go, he can provide quality reps at left tackle and give you something really good to feel about. That's an anchor right there, even with his size. And he's becoming more assertive, especially within the screen game and some other stuff that they're trying to run. Felt like it was a big night for 74. And so as this competition increases in difficulty, I think the offensive line has risen to the occasion, and they'll play pretty well.
Grayson, where do you feel like the mindset is right now among the fan base? It's kind of uncharted waters in a way, just with the team being 3-3, the season feeling like a wash, right? The playoff chances very, very low at this point. The rough 1-3 start. Where do you feel like the pulse is on this fan base right now?
I think right now it's just the excitement that the team is winning football games. And I had mentioned it earlier, and I'd written in a column about if this success can be sustainable. And I'd hark back to the Troy game where you, me, and Diesel sat down and said, this Troy game is the get-right game for Clemson after a rough showing against LSU. And it was anything but. There was the Mother Nature delay. You needed everything in the arsenal, even outside of your control, to beat a Trojans team that's out in the group of five. So for Clemson, you looked at this two-game road trip as a roadmap back to success, and you were playing inferior competition. Can Clemson get back to that expectation of, okay, they're playing X team. They're going to go in there talent-wise. This shouldn't be a competition. And so for Clemson now, it's can they sustain this against better competition? I think SMU, you can get a win on Saturday. I know that this team would be 4-3 and that a lot of Clemson's goals preseason aren't attainable right now, but at least you're starting to validate that some of the stuff that's going on within the building. I mean, you look at Penn State, guys, that team quit on James Franklin after the Oregon game. The Oregon game was their Super Bowl, and then shortly after, the Super Bowl hangover took place in a pretty nasty way against Northwestern and UCLA. And those are teams you absolutely shouldn't be beating. That'd be if Clemson lost. So let's say they lost to North Carolina and then followed that up with a loss to Boston College on that two-game stretch on the schedule, sort of trying to compare Big Ten teams to ACC teams. But you look at Dabo Swinney and how he's able to sort of right the ship here. I think he's done a really good job in these last 2 weeks. It's hard to be 1-3 and in an NIL era where it's easy to tap out. I think this team's done a phenomenal job the last 2 weeks, given the circumstances that they've had.
Grayson, can you give us your thoughts on the development and the relationship between Cade Klubnik and Bryant Wesco, who is emerging as the number one wide receiver on this team? I mean, his reception yards are dwarfing everybody else on the team. He's got about 250 on T.J. Moore and almost 300-plus on Antonio Williams. Why is it, and what is it about this talented sophomore, who's not the biggest wide receiver, really kind of separating himself from the other guys on this team?
And he really could have more if a couple of balls just fit in those mitts the right way in certain games. So he's had a subject of criticism because he's had a couple drops. But overall, Wesco, I think the injury to Antonio Williams was a big part, and Klubnik had to really rely on somebody else. And they've really sparked this chemistry. It felt like that there was a healthy balance last year between the freshman wideouts and then obviously Antonio Williams leading the charge. But when Vero goes down, someone has to step up, and Wesco certainly has. He's made big plays. He's made big plays where Klubnik can trust him to win 50-50 balls. And on third down, it feels like he's looking to 12 on a consistent basis. So certainly a positive spot and something that the trust is continuing to build. I think that back shoulder fade at Boston College early on in the game was really emblematic of how much these two really trust each other.
All right, Grayson, let's get to it. Since your team is good, mine's not, we'll let you shine. Your time to shine, the New England Patriots 4-2. 3-0 on the road after yesterday's 25-19 win over the Saints. It was close, but you got the win. That's all that matters. Drake May looked good, 18 of 26, 261 and 3 touchdowns. Take your fan glasses off for a second, if you don't mind, okay? Sure. Is this Patriots team a contender?
I'm not sure. I think that I'm excited right now because it's a team that's won four games. They've won four games in 2023. They won four games in 2024. And they're sitting at 4-2 in 2025. So it's tough not to get excited and be sucked into the thrill that is this season has become. And I was really worried, Cole, that after Buffalo, it's this emotional high. Patriots fans haven't had a win like this in forever, probably since Brady was on the team. How do they handle that success? You go play a New Orleans team that's, I think, better than their record indicates. A lot of one-score losses. Spencer Rattler doesn't look like a statue out there. He can really sling it. So you're wondering how this Patriots team could respond. And, man, let me tell you, the schedule looks pretty favorable. I think they're a playoff team. And overall, I think as the play continues to evolve from Drake May, I find it hard, outside a few quarterbacks, who's playing better than him right now. I think, obviously, you have your set top quarterbacks in the league, the Mahomes, the Lamar Jacksons, Josh Allens. But Drake May, as of right now, I think he's playing like a top six quarterback. As of right now, yeah. I'm not trying to put him over anybody else, but Lamar obviously isn't in that conversation because he's hurt. There's other factors going on. But he's one of the few quarterbacks that had seen a stat driving up here to Atlanta that he's one of three quarterbacks on pace to throw for 250 yards per game with a passer rating over 100. That's Patrick Mahomes and Dan Marino. So he's an elite company. Drake May certainly playing like a franchise quarterback. And I got a big smile on my face when that that CBS flicker comes on and the Patriots are playing.
Grayson, in the context of this conversation, this may sound like an odd question, but after I ask it, you'll probably figure out why. Grayson, are you a coffee drinker? I know you're a busy guy who has lots of deadlines to fill in, and TigerNet, you guys are always posting a ton of content. Are you a coffee drinker, a caffeine consumer?
I'm really not a coffee drinker, and everyone they look at me like I have four eyes when I say that, given the schedule. I have been tempted, but I feel like I'm one of those people that if I started drinking coffee, I'd become over-reliant on it for energy. So I don't know if you're trying to segue into like an ad or something, so I apologize if you're not. But,
well, we were trying to, but the sponsor just quit. We can't anymore.
Thanks. We just lost them.
I mean, yes, I love coffee. Yes.
Grayson, I was going to ask you, you know, how you do it when it comes to creating and generating the kind of content that you have to create and all the travel that you do because you're all over the place. And we're going to be getting into this Dan Campbell story in the next segment of the show. So I was just curious how you're just naturally gifted. Not everybody has that. And you should be proud of that.
Hey, I appreciate that. I really do. The coffee thing, I really hope that like you weren't like about to go into like a commercial there, do an ad read, and the person that you're trying to ask to like set it up, like you lobbed me up a pass. And I dropped it completely. So if I fumbled that, that's on me, guys.
It's all good. You're the best, man. Appreciate you as always. Have fun tonight.
Hey, appreciate you guys. God bless y'all.
Absolutely. Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com, joins us every Monday at that time. Diesel, good stuff there.
Yep. When we come back, the reason I asked Grayson that question, and again, I am jealous because think of all the money he is saving over the course of his lifetime, not consuming tremendous amounts of coffee every single day to get his job done. But it is going viral, the story of Dan Campbell's Starbucks order. We'll get into the numbers of it and how, good God, that might be really unhealthy next. Mm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.